This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Online dating websites use all kinds of technology and calculations for helping you find a mate. It could be as simple as giving a thumbs up or thumbs down to a photo, or as complicated as a long list of questions asked, points scored, and intense mathematical algorithms that play digital matchmaker. Mathematician Chris McKinley was working on his doctorate in love life at the same time and found that he was unsatisfied with the calculations made. So he hacked himself an answer and in the process wrote Optimal Cupid, mastering the hidden logic of OkCupid. Chris McKinley, how are you?
Hey, how's it going?
Set the scene for me. You were a PhD student looking for love and discovered a problem.
Yeah, the problem with OkCupid, and I love OkCupid, it's a great site, but they don't tell you exactly what to do. They just say, hey, here's a bunch of questions, and you don't have any idea like what questions necessarily the people you're interested in might find important. And so I took it upon myself to figure that out.
So you tried to understand how to optimize what you divulged about yourself so that you would connect with people that you really want to connect with out in the wilderness, which is, I guess, what the site is doing already. But if you understand it more as a user, maybe it's more effective.
Yeah, so that's why I wrote the operator's manual.
And what are some of the rules here?
One way to like getting the site to actually match you with people you are compatible with is to confine yourself to only answering divisive questions. A question that's not divisive might be, have you ever murdered someone? You know, almost everyone on the site says no, and they require that their match say no. If you're a woman and you answer that question, you're just sort of giving free points away to almost everyone on the site. Whereas if, say, like tattoo culture or like motorcycles is important to you, answering a yes-no question about that and marking it mandatory is far more divisive. You know, you can't. Guys who aren't into that stuff aren't going to score points with you.
And you set up a bunch of computers to do some of this work for you. Tell me how that worked.
So in order to understand how people answer questions, I needed a bunch of samples. So all I did was write software that logged into the site as a profile and then took all the data and came back to me. It's something you could do yourself in theory if you had infinite time.
But you didn't because you wanted to get hitched.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to get hitched and get out of school. So I wrote code to do it.
And you have found the love of your life, at least for now, right?
Oh, no, the love of my life, period. I'm engaged. I went on 88 dates.
The 88th one was the one?
Yeah. I just got lucky on the 88th date. That's how many days it took.
Chris McKinley is the author of Optimal Cupid, Mastering the Hidden Logic of OkCupid. Chris, congratulations, and thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me on.